Welcome to the Christmas Joy Podcast. Today is December 6th, and it's only 19 days until Christmas Day. Hey, everyone. I'm Chris Ann Blair, Christmas coach and founder of ChristmasOrganizing.com, and I'm here to share with you tips and ideas to help you calm the Christmas chaos by creating a Christmas plan. Without a plan at Christmas, you can easily get overwhelmed, overspend, overcommit, leave Christ out of Christmas, and more. Don't let Christmas chaos lead to Christmas stress. You deserve to enjoy the Christmas season. Today, I want to share with you about gifts from the kitchen. This is really a great way to make your gift-giving money go further and give people a gift that will disappear. Do you have a recipe that everyone loves? Can you make this into Christmas gifts? Remember, you do not have to give the person a whole batch of something. A small sampling of the item is enough to say Merry Christmas. For example, if you make fudge, give a half pound of fudge to each person, allowing you to make 6 gifts out of one batch if it makes 3 pounds. If you have a favorite cake recipe, consider buying a pan that will make multiple small cakes and you can give one to each person. In our family, we have an apple cake that has been handed down 3 generations that everyone loves. I have a pan that has 6 baby bundt cakes and also a stone pan that has 4 mini loaves. One cake batter can yield me 10 gifts using both pans. While both the fudge and apple cakes come out to around $1 to $2 per person for their gift, including the packages, I still feel like these are great gifts because it is in-home made and people like the fact that they can eat their gift. This brings me to the next topic, packaging. Presentation can make the gift, and it's a fun thing to do. There are all types of ways to package foods, from pans you bake the items in and give, to cute bags and boxes to put baked goods into. Check out my Pinterest board called Food Gifts at pinterest.com/Christmas Coach for some great ideas. One tip I learned this year that I want to pass on is when you're using the cute little boxes, place your baked goods or candies into a baggie or other sealable item to keep it fresh. The boxes are not airtight and will result in the items getting hard. Guess how I know. So some ideas for food gifts include fudge. This is a family favorite and is asked for each year. I have 21 different people I give fudge to every year. Homemade candy, homemade cookies. You can make up a variety, decide on how many different kinds you want to make. Make the batches up and flash freeze the dough. Use baggies to divide out how many for each person and then make one large freezer bag with their name on it and place the smaller baggies of each cookie type in it. When you're ready to take the gift, pull out their baggies and bake the cookies. This will give you fresh baked cookies the day you deliver each gift. Jams and jellies. I personally make raspberry pepper jelly that everyone loves. Dipped pretzels. This can be fun because you can roll them in different toppings. Spiced tea mix. I use a recipe my kids came home with from preschool almost 20 years ago. I buy the ingredients when they're on sale throughout the year to save money. Hot chocolate or snowman soup mix, made either with ready-made hot chocolate or homemade hot chocolate. I have made up a really cute kit that has a bottle of water that says melted snowman on it, along with a disposable cup and 2 packages of gourmet hot chocolate and mini marshmallows in it. They're so cute and fun to make and a big hit. What fun food gifts are you making this year? Do you have a workday scheduled on your calendar and delivery dates for each gift? Thank you for joining me today for this episode of the Christmas Joy Podcast. During the month of December, we will be having a podcast each day to help you through what can be a chaotic month. In January, the podcast will be once a week and follow our yearly planning schedule to create a Christmas notebook. I've created over 100 plus forms for Christmas planning. The forms are available to Candy Cane Club members via Patreon at the $2 a month and above level. All Patreon members receive early access to our podcasts, ebooks, and more. I invite you to join me as a patron to get first access to planning for Christmas. Your membership allows us to keep the Christmas Organizing website free of those annoying banner and pop-up ads for as little as $12 a year. Visit ChristmasOrganizing.com for more information, and don't forget to sign up for our free newsletter and join us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. Until next time, wishing everyone a Merry Christmas filled with joy.